The doctor is in.
Wind up your radio! I'm Dr. Demento with mad music and crazy comedy from out of the vaults and off the wall. Whimsical Will be back with some brand new news. And of course, we'll have the first funny five of the new year. What will be the number one song of 2007? It's a clean slate, Dementites and Dementoids. Right now, everybody, let's do the robot cat dance.
Me an army and I'm going to war. Say,
this is my moment, this is my hour. The robot cat is my ticket to power. Better get ready for the cat invasion. World domination, that's the occasion. They're better and stronger and smarter and faster. Soon everybody will be calling me master. The human surrender, and that'll be that. I'll say, welcome to the planet of the robot cat. So when I say roll, you say bye.
That's the robot cat, Logan Whitehurst, in the Junior Science Club. As you may have heard, Logan Whitehurst died on December 3rd from brain cancer. He was only 29. The robot cat, probably his most popular song, but Logan wrote and performed in an amazing variety of styles. And in response to many requests, I'd like to bring you a half hour or so of Logan Whitehurst's music later in the show. Right now, another animal song. And the focus on science brings us back to Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club. We'll remember Logan Whitehurst as the Dr. Demento show continues. Also coming up, the first Funny Five countdown of the new year.
Dr. Demento!
Grandma shoes. Grandma shoes. Grandma shoes. Grandma shoes. Grandma shoes.
Just an ordinary day.
Nothing odd about it.
Guess somehow you lost your way.
She'll get along without it.
Someone is standing in the street, but you don't know that it's you.
Your Brain Fell Out, Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club. I first played Logan's music on the show in the year 2000, but it was when I first heard that track from his Goodbye, My Four-Track CD in 2003 that it really hit me that here was an artist with a once-in-a-lifetime talent for words and music. Many people have noticed how ironic it is that that CD had two songs about the brain, considering that Logan died from brain cancer, which was not diagnosed until sometime after that CD came out, but I'm not going to dwell on that. I do want to play you some tracks from the great new CD he recorded last summer, which has just been released, Very Tiny Songs. 81 songs averaging under a minute, most of the topics suggested by his online friends and fans. Logan talks a bit about the concept in the intro to this song, and after this song and throughout the half hour, we'll have excerpts from an interview I did with Logan in 2003.
Okay, so this one time I asked a bunch of people to give me ideas for a bunch of little songs, and I said I'd write them all and put them on my website. And some people were like, write a song about a pangolin, or write a song about gum. And I was like, all right, but then there was this one person who was like, you should write a song about this guy who's always stealing people's Schweppes ginger ale, only he doesn't pronounce it Schweppes, he pronounces it Schweepies. And he finds out that everybody hates him for it, so he decides that the only thing he can do to redeem himself over the rest of his life is to devote himself to eating glue and work post-it notes in somehow. And I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm supposed to get all that across in a short song, but I guess I have to, so here's what I came up with.
Sweepies, sweep, sweep, sweepity, sweepies. Oh, I love the sweepies. I'm gonna steal your sweepies. Sweep, sweep, sweepity, yoink.
Give us back our ginger ale. Give us back our ginger ale.
Do you like me?
No, we don't.
Will you forgive me?
No, we won't.
Then I guess all I can do is spend my life just eating glue. Glue, 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 glue. I'm gonna eat the glue, 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 glue. Oh, they had post-it notes, post-it notes.
Post-it notes is a registered trademark of the 3M Corporation.
I'm not sure what happened. Somewhere along the way, innocent humor got equated with something negative. I don't know. I'm hoping people can be more frivolous in the future.
We're saluting the late Logan Whitehurst on the Dr. Demento show. One of Logan's most hardcore fans is Lemon Demon, whose Ultimate Showdown was our number one song of 2006. Lemon Demon requested this song from one of Logan's earlier CDs.
Down to
Attention. I'm about to pass over into the eighth dimension. My suit up modified VW's chassis. I've taken every precaution in the interest of safety. And despite what you're thinking, I'll never end up as just a skull in the burnt up body of a bug. His jet gives a wave to everyone from his machine. The light turns green and he puts on his helmet and flips all the switches. He took off like a rocket at the speed of sound, shattering windows for miles around. Doing Mach 7 at the edge of town, he left a 2-mile crater when he finally hit the ground. The formal report said that all that they found was a skull in the burnt up body of a bug.
I think there are too many sides of the universe sometimes.
Oh, never, no way.
I can't pick a musical style, so I'm not going to bother to try to pick one.
You know that feeling you get when you go to bed without brushing your teeth? That feeling like some evil toothbrush is creeping up on you and you really should have brushed your teeth before you got into bed? Yeah, well, that's because back in the late 1800s, Dr. Jekyll, the famous fictional behaviorist, developed a device so terrifying and efficient, some even believe it is alive, driven by a singular purpose.
To brush your dirty teeth clean, whether you like it or not.
You can't hide from Dr. Jekyll's toothbrush. Brushing, gonna brushing your teeth. You can't hide from Dr. Jekyll's toothbrush. Brushing, brushing, gonna brushing your teeth.
You can't hide from Dr. Jekyll's toothbrush. Brushing, brushing, gonna brushing your teeth. You can't hide.
Dr. Jekyll's Toothbrush, Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club, from the just-released Very Tiny Song CD, available at www.pandacide.com, P-A-N-D-A-C-I-D-E, and from one of Logan's earlier albums, the mini-album of love, we heard Buckaroo Banzai is not just a movie. Lots more Logan after this. And here's another very tiny song by Logan Whitehurst.
Who's that girl walking down the street with brand new sneakers on her feet? That's Jen. 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 And her dog Elvis. Who's that going to the drugstore fountain for a phosphate soda and a dog treat? That's Jen.
Jen. Jen and her dog Elvis.
I just got this new iPod, and I'm able to put it on random play, so I have kind of a set called Logan Radio on the iPod, and it's playing the Beatles, They Might Be Giants, Beck, Amy Mann, Devo, the Eels, all manner of different types of music.
See him running from the porch like some kind of human torch. Orange tendrils everywhere, acrid stench of burning hair, flailing like a drowning bird. In the dirt he scrawls this word, O-H-M-Y-G-O-D-I-M-O-N-F-I-R-E.
There's a lot of rage out there, and the creative people use their music as a vent for it, and it's definitely valid. I think it's a good thing to be able to vent your anger and rage in a creative way, but it doesn't necessarily make the end result a positive creation. So I'd rather write songs that are more positive and upbeat and fun. Make people smile rather than frown or cry.
Logan Whitehurst, interviewed on the Dr. Demento Show in 2003. Oh My God, I'm on Fire, one of the earlier songs by Logan. That one can be downloaded from the Logan Archive at www.juniorscienceclub.com, as can the song Buckaroo Banzai Is Not Just a Movie, which we heard earlier. Jen and Her Dog Elvis is another track from the new Very Tiny Song CD, and here is one more of those.
Once upon a time, Raskolnikov, the sullen and guilt-ridden protagonist of Dostoevsky's novel Crime and Punishment, decided that the burden of anxiety, self-loathing, and shame he carried over his murdering of a pawnbroker and her sister with an axe was too much to bear. He signed up for an inexpensive dance class to take his mind off of things for a while. On his very first day, he met a plucky young fellow named Marty McFly. Marty was a besneakered time traveler who was in the process of learning Russian dance. He had already mastered all of Michael Jackson's moves and felt it was time to expand his Terpsichorean repertoire by attending a dance class in fictionalized 19th century Russia. His access to a fictional time machine in the form of a flying DeLorean had facilitated his attendance at this course. Immediately, Raskolnikov took a platonic shine to young McFly. He began having strange waking fantasies of a mutually exclusive friendship wherein he and Marty reached a pinnacle of interpersonal understanding so rich that he was able to confess his murders and thereby absolve himself of his overwhelming sense of guilt. Late one night, after a rousing unofficial practice of the traditional barinha, Raskolnikov intended to confess his sins to his dearest friend and finally resolve his internal turmoils. When he approached Marty's apartment, however, he could see, outlined in silhouette against the drawn sash of Marty's living room window, the distinct image of young McFly playing Xbox with Billy Jane, well-known co-star of the 1990s television series Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Raskolnikov, overcome with grief, returned to his lonely, dank apartment where he briefly considered murdering Marty by shooting him to death. Luckily, he didn't own a gun or know where to acquire such. Thus, Raskolnikov sank a little deeper into his personal abyss of angst and despair. The end.
The Tale of Raskolnikov and Marty McFly, another very tiny song from the new CD by Logan Whitehurst. Nearly all of Logan's albums include a commercial for a mysterious product called Farkle. Here's the very first of these Farkle spots from his first CD, Outsmartin' the Popos, released in 1997.
Farkle! Yes, friends, if there's one thing that everyone can agree on, it's Farkle. And if there are two things that everyone can agree on, they're both Farkle. No more tightening rusty bolts by hand. No more annoying wires. Say goodbye to costly bleaches and tooth whiteners. Farkle! Facial blemishes can be a thing of the past. Warts, out of here! No more straining your back to put on that extra coat of wax. Just say, I love my Farkle, and win an extra large t-shirt. With Farkle, you're covered for those additional damages. Kids love it, dogs can't tell the difference, and just look at that tomato. Now, listen to some riveting testimony from highly paid spokespeople.
I'm John the Leprechaun, top of the morning to ye and your kin. Why, when it comes to Farkle, we leprechauns feel as fresh as an Irish spring in spring. Huh, begorra blarney charms, blue hearts and pink clovers, bonny wee lass and pot of gold at McDougal's farm, rainbow Darby O'Gill, banshee telephone, look of the Irish Loch Ness monster drinking ale in the pub and fighting with the bloody British.
47 ago, I'm Abraham Lincoln. You may remember me from such terms of office as the 16th presidency, and from such documentaries as the Civil War. I signed the Emancipation Proclamation and was assassinated in the Ford Theater by John Wilkes Booth. And I love Farkle. I do believe that Farkle will be here long after my face wears off. Of Mount Rushmore, that is.
So remember, kids, rush to the store and join Farkle now. Collect them all. Farkle! There's no catch.
Some restrictions may apply. See participating in the dictionary for details. Sorry, no checks, no CODs, no money orders, no cash, no pretty rocks, no livestock. Entries must be submitted by November 15th, 1977. Farkle has been proven to cause tumors in laboratory workers. No animals were harmed during the making of this commercial. Chances of winning are one in a gazillion. Do not eat Farkle unless you are hungry.
I'm always going to have my four track, so I'm not in a rush to get out and promote right away, and I'm not worried that I'm not going to have the longevity that's necessary. I know I'm always going to be making music, so it's just a lot of fun, and as long as it's fun, I'll just keep doing it.
Lizard and fish, oh what a pair! One lived underwater, and the other breathed air on a shelf in a pet store on aisle 13. Lizard and fish would sit together and dream. And lizard said, "Fish, how's the water today?" And fish said, "And lizard said, somehow we'll both get away and be a refugee, lizard and fish." Lizard was bright, he was clever and sly. There wasn't an escape routine that he hadn't tried. And fish was a master of keeping his cool while dreaming about the day he'd go back to school. And lizard jumped up on the wall of his tank, and fish said, and lizard said, "Someday we'll
screaming and squawking and otherwise talking about the terrible stench and the roar of the flames. Then suddenly, lizard and fish were grabbed from their homes by Pee Wee Herman, who was clearing out the burning store and putting all the animals outside.
Take it, fish!
And flew to the moon, where they spent their days eating flies a lot and singing about the wonderful day. The storm went down and Pee Wee saved them, and looking at the stars, because they were really, really pretty, and living their lives like lizard and fish.
Music by Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club on the Dr. Demento Show, Lizard and Fish. One of the most popular tracks from his Goodbye 4-track CD, available from the Demento Society. And, of course, remember Very Tiny Songs, written and recorded in the summer of 2006. Logan did a little drawing for each one of those for the cover, and the CD also has notes by yours truly, Dr. Demento. And that one is available from www.pandaside.com. Well, it's just a little sample of the variety and quality of Logan Whitehurst's music. I'll be playing it and treasuring it as long as I can turn on a stereo. Hope you enjoyed this little sample. Right now, it's Almost Funny Five time on the Dr. Demento Show.